Hey, welcome to another episode of Danny Ocean's Random Podcast, episode 26. And thank you to all my listeners for sticking around and listening to my corny show. And I had fun on a recent episode doing top threes with Strawberry, so she's back. Say hi.
Hi.
Speak into the mic this time.
Hi.
There's a whole other take that no one's ever going to hear that we erased. Because she was spinning like crazy around in her chair.
You can edit that out.
No, I'm not. We're not doing any more editing. Stop. So we're back for more top threes. We got some great ideas. We're going to kick it off. Top three. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Come close to the mic. What are you doing? You
looking
up ideas?
I'm looking at some ideas,
too.
Oh,
yeah. We're freestyling this. Top three ice cream flavors. Go.
Okay. Mint chocolate chip, strawberry, and vanilla.
Good ones. Okay.
Pretty plain.
And mine are strawberry, coffee, and strawberry cheesecake.
Ooh, we could do top three favorite books.
Top three favorite books? I don't even have a title. You're going to expose me for not reading enough.
like a subject of book. Like, do you like books about dogs? Books about
okay.
What do you like? I like books about animals. Books about happy books, just happy, no sad books. And some spooky books around Halloween.
Oh, I don't, dude, okay, I like books that kind of teach me about history and the way things are, you know, politically and racially and all that stuff that's going to educate me, or at least give me perspectives, that kind of stuff. My second favorite is I like sort of like mystery type, fiction type books. Just corny, like top 25 New York Times bestseller type, just paperbacks that you get that are just, you know, mystery type books. Those kind of books are cool, or like Sabotage, those kind of things.
We could also do top.
Third is I like the kind of like books that make me think. Not just like just any kind of concept that's gonna get me interested. So it's too hard to break it down into three categories, I feel like.
Okay, we could do top three favorite pizzas or things on pizza.
Okay, let's go. Top three favorite things on pizza.
Okay.
I want to be in this combo.
Okay, so.
For a minute before we go to bed.
Mrs. Ocean has joined. Yeah, be in the combo. Okay, we're gonna go around. We're just doing top threes.
Mommy.
So you start. We'll go to your mom.
Okay, so top three favorite things on pizza. Okay, I like pepperoni. Just plain pepperoni pizza. I like pepperoni with olives.
Oh, so you're just talking full pizzas right here.
And pepperoni with olives, jalapenos, and hot sauce.
All right. I guess top Mommy. Three pizza styles, I guess, is what we're doing this.
Wait, pizza styles or just pizza toppings?
Like I was going to do toppings, but...
Stuff like you want on pizza or just pizza styles. Like, I did pizza styles.
Okay. Well, pepperoni, always. But if I was, like, going to build myself, like, the perfect pizza for myself, it would be, like, an olive oil crust with garlic. It would have, like, the cheeses and stuff on it.
This is what I'm doing.
And then it would have artichokes and sun-dried tomatoes and Kalamata olives and maybe some pepperoni. I like the pepperoni.
Wait, what are artichokes? Are they fish?
No.
What are they?
It's a vegetable.
Whoops.
Sometimes like some spinach, mushrooms, some peppers.
So you're just going to throw the garden up on here, right?
Basically, the garden.
Okay, so the perfect pizza for me, I get to talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's going to be probably a thin style crust. But it could be thin leading into like stuffed at the end. I would roll with that too. But it's going to have like a cheese mixture of like two different kinds of cheeses, right? And then it's going to have pepperoni, sausage, bacon, ham, which people call Canadian bacon, which is just ham in circle shapes. So I'm going to have that up on there. It's It's going to have jalapenos, pepperoncinis, and then it's going to have uncooked, added after the pizza cooks, uncooked pineapple rings.
Oh.
Uncooked pineapple, yes.
Yes. Ew. Only way it should go on the pizza.
Okay.
So are we still doing top three favorite snow activities, or you want to skip that one?
I think we should skip for now, and then we can come back to it.
Top three favorite emojis. Go.
Okay, I like the, like, I can't show it, but I like the one that just, like, smiles really big.
Okay.
I like the laughing and crying one.
Okay.
And I like the animal emojis.
Okay. What about you? Top three favorite emojis.
Well, definitely like the laugh, the like laugh tier one.
Probably the most used emoji on the planet.
Well, it's really like the only one that represents laughing.
I know. Why isn't there more laugh?
There is one, like, other one that, yeah, that kind of, that's newer.
With the big smile. Yeah, that kind of like eyes like closed. Laughing, yeah. But,
so I use that one sort of too. But, and then I like the cry one. With the tears that come down. I don't know. I use that one a lot for multiple things, for both like happy and sad and like funny. Okay. And the poop emoji.
It actually used to mean, it was supposed to be chocolate ice cream.
Yeah. Try to talk into them.
Okay. It was supposed to be chocolate ice cream, but it ended up being poop. Because people said it looked like poop.
Because it was not. It was like chocolate swirl ice cream, but they should have made it in balls to represent like a cone.
Or they could have just made it in a cone.
Yeah, exactly. It just... Okay. Thanks for coming on the show and doing a couple with us.
Mm-hmm. Love you.
Love you. Wow, my wife blessed the show for a couple questions. I feel so honored.
Yeah.
You're really just going to ditch out on us. Like, she stayed on for like 3 minutes. It's like, bye.
I just came to bless you with my presence. Shortly.
You did two categories.
Yes.
And both your answers were mid, so bye.
All right.
That's how you treat a wife. I'm just joking. I know. I'm just joking. Now you're making me feel terrible. Okay, let's go on with another category. I mean, favorite. We did favorite animal last time. That was such a good one. Let's see. What should we do? Favorite app on your tablet.
Oh, okay.
Favorite three apps.
Or like phone or tablet.
Yes, favorite three apps.
Okay. I'll have to pull my phone up. Okay. I'd say, my horse riding game.
Okay.
Fruit Ninja. Both of them. Ninja. I like them. And I...
Oh, yeah, part two, huh?
Part two's fun. And... What's another one? I would say...
So horse game, Fruit Ninja.
Safari, because it's so helpful to, like, Google stuff if you need answers.
What's Safari again?
Safari's like where you get Google and YouTube and stuff. And all kinds of websites.
So it's the internet, basically?
Yes.
Why don't you just, like, have Chrome?
But it's an app.
Uh-huh.
So it helps.
That's Safari?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, it's helpful to me. Because usually, or... Okay, horse riding... what was the second one I said?
I just go straight to the Google Chrome icon. I don't ever...
What was the second one I said?
You said, Fruit Ninja 1 and
2. Oh, yeah. Fruit Ninja, horse riding, and... Actually, I think I played my slime game. It's really fun, because you can make your own slime and just play with it on the app.
Okay.
It's fun.
So I like the Pac-Man game I have right now is my favorite app, Pac-Man 256. It's a dope game if you ever get a chance to play. It's a free game. Any kind of device has it on their app store. No matter what kind of phone brand you got, you can get this game for free. It's dope.
What's it called?
Pac-Man 256.
Okay.
So that's my favorite thing to play. Mario Kart is my number two, Mobile Mario Kart. And then I guess my number three app is just probably like the TV app where I just watch, catch up on the shows. So kind of a tie with all the little TV apps I have.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I also like Netflix, but that wouldn't be in my top three.
Okay. All right, so that was good. Okay, favorite. What should we do next? Let's do top three favorite. That's weird. Favorite numbers? No, good.
Favorite numbers?
Favorite time of day. Is that a good suggestion?
Okay. But, like, that's one thing.
What's your favorite day of the week and why?
Oh, okay. Top three favorite days of the week or just one day?
Yeah. Your okay. favorite, like, specific time of the week?
Friday, usually, like, evening time, because that's when I just get to, like, relax. And I don't have to worry about, like, homework or anything.
Yes, I agree. Friday night into Saturday afternoon is the best time of the week for me. If, like, the vibe is high, your weekend's still young, it's just, yeah, it's the best time. Every day should be Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Favorite three subjects in the school?
Oh, okay.
This can be anything. You can even say PE.
You still have to answer it.
You can say music, you can say math, but I'll kick you off the show if you do. We don't do numbers around here.
Okay, I would say writing, reading, and...
what PE? Writing, reading, yes, anything.
Okay.
Anything you do,
writing,
you can count.
Reading, and PE.
Okay, those are solid.
They're fun.
Yeah, those would probably be my three, too, looking back on all everything I did in college and high school and before. PE is number one by 7,000 billion miles. Number two, I don't know. It's random but boring, but I really liked typing class when I had it in high school.
Oh, yeah. Typing is still quite fun.
Yeah. It really trained us good for typing fast. And it was just, you just kept busy all class. It went by so quick. You were just always had to just type all these things forever and ever. And it was just fast. You got to type fast.
It was fun, too.
Yeah. So it just went by. The time went by quick. You didn't have to do, like, all this extra stuff. Everything you did was just typing.
Yeah.
So, weirdly, I liked typing class. PE. I also liked, I don't know, shop wasn't terrible. Art wasn't terrible. There's a lot of things that are, I guess art.
I occasionally have art, but, like,
Art. I didn't like so much the art history classes. They weren't the worst classes I took. Specifically, the college ones weren't terrible.
I like freestyle art in school when I, like, get time to do my own art.
Yes, when you can create a painting or a drawing or something with clay or a sculpture. I remember I had an art class in middle school. We got, like, the final project, so we got to create, like, an art project of our choice. Like, some people did, like, literally just made stuff on the pottery wheel, and it was, like, you just came up with something. And I liked that. We got freedom to do whatever we wanted with the art project, yeah. So that was shout out to 8th grade. Yeah, I forgot the teacher's name. Shout out to him. I feel terrible forgetting this guy's name. He was a good teacher. But yeah.
Mr. 8th grade teacher.
Mr. 8th grade art teacher. Shout out to you. So, we did favorite movie last time, I feel like, right? Top three favorite movies?
We did top three favorite...
Did we do candies?
No.
Ooh,
we did
top
not.
Three candy types. This is a good one.
I'm surprised we hadn't thought of that yet.
Yes.
Okay, I like those really sour Warhead candies. They're called Warheads, and they're really, really sour candies.
Okay.
I like Yorks, which are the mint chocolate candies.
Peppermint patties, okay.
Yeah, those are yummy. And I like chocolate, like really anything chocolate, because some days
if you had to pick one chocolate bar though that most times you would pick over any, is there one? Like, do you like Twix or Hershey's or
Hershey's? Definitely.
Just do you like dark chocolate, white chocolate, or regular medium chocolate?
I like dark chocolate, milk chocolate.
Those are your top two.
Okay. Yeah. White chocolate's still really good, but it's like really, really sweet.
It's just so milk and sugar in that. So my top three are, anyone knows me knows, Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically overseas Kit Kats, but part 1B would be American Kit Kats. The overseas ones are made by Nestle. I like them better. They have better flavor choices. Chocolate-wise, I think the quality is similar. I think Nestle kind of has a different, just the flavoring in them, I kind of like
Kit Kats are good.
Kit Kats are my number one. My number two is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
I knew it!
So shout out to Hershey, because they definitely make some noise in my top three. And my number three is Twix. So regular, plain old Twix, but I like, you know, they've had flavor alterations of those, and they're all good. Twix is all good.
I noticed one
However
thing.
Comes, Twix is good. Cookie ones, dark chocolate, Twix all in my belly.
All your favorites are chocolates.
Yes, yes. My favorite non-chocolates, I guess, and probably would be my number four candy, is I really like sour, gummy anything.
Mm-hmm. You also like Tootsie Rolls, but that's still chocolate.
Tootsie Rolls are okay. They'd make it in my top 25, the original flavor probably, and I really like the little, like...
Top 25?
There was, like, creamsicle ones that you get, mini orange ones, and those were yummy.
Top 25.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like a lot of chewy candies. Tootsie Rolls are one of the few. So there. Oh, top three worst candies. Like, you go for Halloween, they have to be candies. What's the worst three candies you're going to find in the bag?
Okay, Almond Joy.
Ooh, is it the almonds you don't like?
No, I'm joking.
It has to be a candy.
I don't like Almond Joy. I don't like the almonds and the coconut.
Okay, so you don't like melons either then.
Yeah. Okay. Chocolate with almonds I'll still eat, but I don't like it that much.
But the coconuts is just too much?
Yeah, the coconuts is disgusting. And then I think another candy I don't like...
Ooh, chair noise!
Would probably be...
I really gotta get a new chair.
What's another candy I don't like?
I'll give you some ideas of bad... No, because then I'll tell you my top three worst ones I don't like.
What's one that would make your top four worst ones?
Ooh, any kind of sucker. Ooh, Jawbreakers probably be the number four.
Oh, I don't... There's some kinds of suckers I don't like.
It's just too much work. It's hard. It's bad for your teeth. Hard candies suck.
Okay, I would say Almond Joy, anything really with almonds, and I can't think of a third, so that's really my top two.
Okay. The worst to me, I think, candy, any kind of hard candy... Circus peanuts are pretty terrible.
Oh, yeah.
You know those? And then probably the stupid little, like, you know, the little, like, witch hat flavor? They call them the witch hats, those? The, like, orange?
No, I don't.
The little, like, it's like three, it's like shaped like a triangle, and it's three different, it's kind of like a chewy, mashy, like, candy or whatever.
I'll check.
Why can't I think of the name of this? Everyone knows this stupid candy. The little, like, orange and brown and white thing, and it's like...
Oh, candy corn!
Yes.
Yeah, I love candy corn.
You do?
Yeah, it's really good. Ugh. It's really sweet.
Do you like Peeps?
Yes.
Yay.
You like Peeps. Oh, I'm surprised they're not in your top three.
They would probably be in my top...
Five?
Ten. It'd probably be number 10.
Okay.
Peeps gross out a lot of people, and I normally don't like a ton of marshmallowy stuff, but Peeps do it for me.
Yeah, Peeps are pretty good.
Totally unhealthy and crap, but they do it for me.
They're yummy.
Yes. All right, so these are good so far. Top three favorite, like, fast food places that we're going to get food from.
Okay.
These can be, like, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King, Sonic...
Oh,
Carl's Jr., any of those places.
Okay, so top three favorite fast food?
The kind of places that have drive-thrus, basically.
Okay.
Subway can count as a fast food.
Oh, okay, then Subway's my top number one.
I would even, you know, you can put Baja Fresh in it, but they gotta be those kind of chain places.
Okay, so I would definitely say Subway.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A's food is really good.
Okay, Sheik Fila.
And my third would probably be Wendy's.
So you not like Baja Fresh? Wendy's is a good
choice. I don't remember going to Baja Fresh that much, though.
Wendy's makes my top three just due to versatility. You could get like a chili at Wendy's, a baked potato. You can get a burger. You can get a chicken sandwich, chicken
Wendy's
nuggets.
Wendy's is pretty good.
Yes, I like Wendy's because it offers a ton of stuff and all of it's at least decent. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the best anything. I mean, I guess I would say it has the best chili or baked potato for a fast food restaurant because nowhere else really has those.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the best Frosty because they're the only places that make Frosties. But yeah, but everything they have is decent. So shout out to Wendy's. I'd put it as my number three.
Mm-hmm.
My number two is... I'm going to go with Fatburger. This is a chain I've had that in Las Vegas. And it's located in like Nevada, California... I think Arizona. It's not located everywhere. It's great burgers. Only got to have it a couple times, but I put it in my top three just for the burger itself. I'm not even sure what my... I guess for... These are... We're talking about national fast food chains, I guess. I really like Raising Cane's. And I like Popeyes, though, too. So I'm going to give the edge to Popeyes, but...
Ooh, no.
But... Okay, this is for people who live in the Portland area. There's only one Popeyes. There's two. Okay, I'm talking about the Popeyes off of Ainsworth and MLK when I talk about Popeyes in the Portland area. Second choice and okay is the one down by the Nike outlet. None of the other Popeyes. Definitely don't never ever 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 ever. Ever go to the Popeyes at the truck stop.
Oh,
I'm talking about not the one on the way to the mountain or the one by Salem. Never go to the truck stop Popeyes. It's the worst. Don't never do this.
What if someone who works there is listening?
Truck stop Popeyes employees would agree with me. They're probably like, oh, we don't even eat this stuff. They probably walk over to the Subway at the truck stop and get their lunch there. I guarantee you they do.
Okay, I also like KFC, by the way.
Gross.
What?
You pick that over Popeyes? Shout out to KFC for the chicken bowls, though. Those are dope.
KFC has good chicken.
I just feel like Popeyes is better. I'm just joking with you. When I say it, don't... You like what you like. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not trying to...
It's your opinion.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Okay. So for you, you're of your age group, you're... This is going to be more a question. Yeah. What's your top three favorite stores to go to and buy stuff? If you got money to spend, all the money you want to spend, I mean, not like buying houses and cars and stuff, but like stuff that you can go to stores and buy, what would be the top three favorite stores?
Okay, I like the farm store. I can get stuff for my horse, like
okay,
Wilco.
Okay.
Or Coastal.
Roll with that.
Target.
Okay.
A bookstore. Okay. Like Powell's Books. There's another one. I forgot what it's called.
Borders,
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble?
Yeah. They're both really good.
Okay.
I like bookstores.
Bookstore. That's a good choice. I might have to rethink my top three. I like... One thing that's cool about bookstores is you might not even be in the mood for buying a book, but a lot
it's
of bookstores...
It's so calming.
Yeah, and they'll have other stuff. Little trinkets and sometimes books on tape, records, albums, CDs, posters, calendars, coffee mugs, sometimes a little section with toys and like office supplies. You can go to a bookstore bored if you have time at a shopping mall. I feel like I can just be like, yeah, and just, yeah, I'm going to put bookstore as my number three.
It's just like really calming and like not very many people are there and it's not very loud. So you could like actually sit down and read a book.
So I'm going to put bookstore as my number three. My number two is Best Buy. And my number one is Costco. Costco rules.
Really?
Costco is dope. Not when I have to go for stuff, but when I get to go for stuff, there's a difference.
So when you have to go, you don't really want to, but when you get to go, you really want to.
Not fun to go to Costco for like a huge grocery trip that you plan on going, but like the last time I went with your mom, I really had a good time. I went specifically because I want to get the tablet, right?
Oh,
and then we
kind
of just started picking up other stuff. That was a fun trip.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't like this, oh, we got to go to Costco for this. We didn't have a list. You know what I mean?
Like, like you just got to go.
Yeah,
for
we're
like
oh, well, while we're
want.
Here, we might as well pick up some milk and
yeah,
that kind of thing. So it's different. It's so Costco in that sense, my favorite place to go if I'm getting stuff that I
want
to get.
Yeah, it's not like what you need to get. It's like what you want to get.
Yes.
Yeah.
So grocery trips specifically aren't very fun in any store. It's just stress. Just trying to, you know. Unless you're just going for like a couple ingredients to make a specific dish, that's okay. But yeah, grocery shopping, not the funnest. All right, we've come up with some good top threes. I like this. Let's see if I have any other ideas up here on the little idea hopper. Have we done video games? We did that.
Yes, we did.
Okay, let's not redo any we've done. Oh, these are... I don't know. I don't want to. Some of these make me think too much.
What are some of them? I'm going to read.
What's your favorite shoe color?
Shoe color?
Yeah. We're just going to do one for this one.
Shoe color. Well, I like different color shoes. Like my shoes right now, my current shoes that I wear everywhere, they are purple, yellow, and white.
So multicolored?
Yeah, I like multicolored shoes.
What in the freak is the dog doing down there?
Running around.
Well, I think that's a good little section of top threes we've done. Yeah. So we're going to do more in the future, but I want to thank you for coming on the show, Strawberry. Anything else you want to say before I go to a break?
Nothing really that I want to say.
Okay. Thanks for coming on. I'm going to go to a break, and I'll be back after this
Bye.
With another topic. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, welcome back. And Strawberry's still with us, and we have...
Hello.
Jack.
Jack, and he's been on the podcast before under a different nickname, but he chose a new one. And we're going to do more top threes. Okay. We're going to ask him some of the ones we already asked Strawberry. So, what's your top three candies?
Top three candies?
Like, they can be candy bars, they can be suckers, any kind of candies that you might get at Halloween.
Smarties.
Okay, solid.
Jolly Rancher Lollipops. Like, those are my number one favorite candies.
Jolly Rancher Lollipops?
Yeah.
Okay, then Smarties and...
And Hershey's? Like Hershey's chocolate.
Okay. Solid. Do you like dark chocolate, milk chocolate, or like white chocolate?
I'm a big fan of milk chocolate.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Top three favorite cereals.
Did we do that already?
I don't know. You can answer it.
No, we didn't.
It. Okay, then that's perfect. And I can answer too.
I really like Fruit Loops.
All right.
And Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles.
Ooh, solid list. Okay.
Like, Fruity Pebbles are my number one favorite cereal. Okay. I like, I forgot what this is called, but it's like the ones, what are they called? I think they're called Crave. Crave, yeah. I like Crave.
Okay.
And they have chocolate inside them. I like Captain Crunch. And let's see. Probably Rice Krispie cereal.
Solid. All right. So mine, I also, Fruity Pebbles is also my favorite. And then I like Cocoa Pebbles and I like Honeycombs.
Oh yes, Cocoa and Fruity are also good pebbles.
So, there we go. All right. Top three favorite kinds of cookies.
Chocolate chip, sugar, and... I don't know many kinds of cookies.
Yeah, you do if you think about it.
Okay.
Chocolate chip, sugar. Can't think of the third one. Do you like Oreo, peanut butter?
I like peanut butter cookies, and I like cinnamon cookies.
Okay.
I like chocolate chip. Do Oreos count?
Yeah.
Oreos okay, I like Oreos. Specifically mint Oreos, and I like the normal. Okay, so my third would probably be, There are so many types of cookies. I don't know. I'm just going to say chocolate chip and Oreo, and if I think of another one, I'll say again.
So mine would probably be chocolate chip or double chocolate chip, Oreos, and peanut butter cookies. There we go. Okay, so we did cereal, we did candy, we did cookies. Okay. Favorite, we didn't do this one for him. Favorite types of pizza?
Pepperoni, cheese, and olive and tomato.
Okay, solid.
Well, actually, I don't really like olive pizza that much anymore.
Okay, that's fair. You can change what you like, yeah, for sure.
So, change the pepperoni, cheese, olive, and tomato to just cheese, pepperoni, and tomato.
Okay, solid. All right. So, we are going to go with favorite ice cream. Three favorite ice cream toppings.
Toppings. Yes. Okay, I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah, first three favorite ice cream flavors, because we already did that.
Oh, yeah.
Flavors. Top three.
And then toppings. So, flavors?
Yes.
Yeah. Chocolate chip. Wait, no. Chocolate, vanilla, and mint.
Okay. Okay, solid. So, top three favorite ice cream toppings, then.
Sprinkles. Mm. Oreo crumbs.
Ooh, yeah. Mm. Solid.
And I'm not sure what my third one is.
Do you like chocolate syrup or strawberry syrup or anything like that? Hot fudge.
Oh, I remember. I got hot fudge one time and I loved it.
Mmm, good stuff.
Okay.
What about you? Top three toppings.
Okay, I like just chocolate chips.
Okay.
Whipped cream.
Solid.
And sprinkles.
Nice. So two for the sprinkles. I like the little cookie dough pieces. Mm. Probably also the smashed up Oreos. And then chocolate or strawberry syrup. It's like a tie. Okay, so what else do we have? Oh, yeah, favorite TV shows.
I think No, we didn't do that yet. I don't really watch much TV. I just usually watch YouTube.
Okay, that's fair. We'll skip that one.
Yeah, I don't really have...
Because I don't even know what my favorite
TV my are. Favorites are just...
be honest.
All my favorites are just movies. I really don't watch shows. I just watch movies.
Oh, we didn't do this one. We did this one. You didn't do this one. What's your top three favorite rides at a carnival or a fair?
Oh. There was one that I remember called Zero Gravity or something.
We talked about that when I was in it. I told them that you went on it.
And the Screaming Eagle.
Okay.
And... trying to think of one more.
He likes all the scary rides.
Yeah, I like the ones that move fast and go really high.
Okay.
So, Ferris wheels?
Alright, that counts, yeah.
I like Ferris wheels too.
Okay, your top three favorite kind of animals.
Did I do this one? Yeah,
yes,
I did.
Cat, dog, and... so many animals.
Tasmanian devil.
What?
Oh, what
those
is
are
that?
Real animals. Yeah.
What are they though?
They're like mean little cat bear things. I could look up a picture of it. Sure.
Porcupine? Hedgehog?
I don't Tasmanian devil.
Hedgehogs are pretty cute from what I've seen.
Yeah, hedgehogs are really cute.
This is what they look like.
Cats are crazy.
You don't want to mess
Wait,
with that.
Can I see?
Look at the teeth on that thing.
Can I see?
It's like a rat cat dog bear.
It looks like a cat with a bear mouth.
It's cute.
No,
with its mouth closed.
Cute. That looks like it will haunt my nightmares.
It's cute with its mouth closed.
You guys have seen the cartoon Tasmanian Devil before.
No, I have.
Yeah, if I show you a picture.
That one's cute.
That one was cute. Oh, yeah, I have.
I haven't seen him. I thought
he was... He, like, hangs out with Bugs Bunny and all that.
Who's Bugs Bunny?
I've seen him.
Did you say, who's Bugs Bunny? Oh, am I that old that kids don't know what Bugs Bunny is?
I know what Bugs Bunny is.
I don't.
The gray bunny.
What gray bunny?
Okay, I'll show you a picture. This people just took an interesting turn. Now I get to teach a kid about Bugs Bunny. This guy.
I think I've seen that guy before.
Yeah, that's Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
And he's from a show like Looney Tunes or something?
Yeah. You know, the Tweety Birds on it and the Tasmanian Devil and...
Tweety Birds?
Sylvester the Cat and...
Oh, wait!
Marvin the Martian.
Which one's Sylvester the Cat?
It's like black with a white belly.
Oh, wait, I think I remember. Can you look up a picture?
Look, these are all the people that are on Looney Tunes.
Oh, okay, then I don't remember Sylvester
Donald
the
Duck,
Cat.
Or Daffy Duck, Porky Pig,
Tweety okay, Bird. Okay, I remember the Tweety Bird.
Yosemite Sam.
I remember...
Any of that look familiar?
Just the bunny.
Okay.
I know the bunny, the Tweety Bird, and the Tasmanian Devil.
Never seen Porky Pig before?
No.
I don't... No. I think so, but I don't remember.
I feel so old!
I feel like that guy I've seen... Like one time.
Same.
Who's he?
Who?
Yeah.
Yosemite Sam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that his hat, by the way?
You know, Roadrunner and the Coyote, have you ever seen those?
But is that his hat?
Yeah, it's the front of his like giant cowboy hat.
Looks like his egg.
You notice how his face and everything is just all hair except for his
It's just. There's like no non.
Around his eyes, his whole eyebrows go all the way around his eyes. All right, so there we go. We took a side turn there. Let's do a couple more, and then we're going to wrap up this segment.
Yay!
Well, you can go if it's bothering you.
No, I just said yay because I want to do four more. No, a few.
Ooh, top three favorite video games.
Ooh, I did that already. I did that last time.
Well, my number one favorite video game, and I'm always going to miss it, is Super Mario 3D World.
Okay. So, two more. We already both did this one.
Undertale?
Okay. No.
Cat.
No. Cats don't come in here.
I know. I'm going to open it and then make her go. Like.
This is a cat-free bar in podcasting area. Okay, so you said two, you got one more. Sonic? Mario Kart? Pokemon?
I'm gonna have to say
Pac-Man?
I'm gonna say Pokemon Sword.
Pokemon Sword, good call. Alright, have you seen the newest Pokemon movie with like the people in it and stuff like that?
Which one?
Like the one that came out in the theaters and it had like
Pikachu?
Yeah.
Let's go Pikachu.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Was it any good?
I saw it. It's actually sad.
It's on the free movies on the cable right now. That's why I was there.
Yeah, and it's called Detective Pikachu.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Let's Go Pikachu.
That's Kay. The game we had on the Switch.
Okay. Top three favorite lunch snacks. Lunchbox snacks. Things you would find in your lunch to go to school.
Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
if you can think first.
Takis or hot Cheetos.
Okay.
Strawberries.
All right.
And can a drink count?
Yep.
A sparkling water.
Solid. Okay.
While they were talking, I got some ideas.
Okay, perfect.
Ritz, strawberries, and blueberries.
Solid choices.
Nice.
I would go with chips of any kind. Strawberries also, or orange slices would do.
Orange slices.
And then, like, I guess like a cookie. Yeah.
Didn't you say, like, four?
No.
Oh.
Okay, we got time to
do you think I'll say strawberries?
Two more. Let's do...
Favorite... Wait, favorite Halloween costume.
No, that's not that.
No.
Favorite board games.
Okay.
Just pick one on this. Okay. What's your favorite board game or card game?
My favorite kind of card or board game is Pokemon cards.
Okay. We'll let that count.
Okay, my favorite card game or board game, not card game, would probably be... what's it called? I think I know what you mean. Jumanji? Nope. Oh.
Tic-tac-toe?
No.
Candyland?
No.
That's for big kids.
I think there's one like... There's one called Beat the Parents I like. That one's fun. And there's some other ones.
Mine is Sorry.
Oh, Sorry's fun. Oh, Monopoly's also really fun.
All right. Favorite thing about school? This is for both of you, and this is the last one for this episode.
I did this already, though.
I don't have anything that's my favorite about school.
That sounds like a kid who wants to be grounded. Pick a new answer.
Don't you like reading?
Like, I like reading.
Well, then that's your favorite, right? Is there anything? Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Favorite basketball team.
But, like, reading is basically the only thing I like about school.
Oh, can we do favorite things to do in the snow for him?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your top three favorite things to do in the snow?
I don't really do snow angels because it gets my back really cold, so I guess mini snowmen.
Okay. That's one. What? Two more.
Making snowballs and throwing them at strawberry.
Good choice. That's two. One more choice, and it can be anything. It can even be looking at the snow.
Taking pictures in the snow is what I like.
Sometimes me and Strawberry sledding.
Oh yeah.
Well, sledding. We haven't done sledding for a while, but...
But you've done it before and you liked it.
Yeah. And one thing that me and Strawberry did do the last time it snowed was we put a bit of snow in a container and put it in the freezer.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
It's fun, though.
It sounds
though.
Like both of you.
It's fun.
Okay. I want to thank you both for coming on this segment of my podcast. You both are welcome back in the future.
Thank you.
Anything else either of you want to say before I go to a commercial break?
Why
are you playing with the blinds?
I'm looking outside.
This is unprofessional.
Okay. Well, I don't really have
she thinks it's going to be a snowpocalypse. Okay, so if it does end up being a snowpocalypse or whatever, or Snowmageddon, I will address the situation and let everyone know how it went for people who don't live in Oregon on my next episode. Thank you both for coming on the show. I'll have you back again next time. For all my listeners, the show's not quite yet. I'm going to a commercial break. I'm going to come back and wrap up and talk about the next episode. Bye. All right. Welcome back to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. And just literally since I took the commercial break and came back here, it snowed. And literally it was like as long as a real commercial break, like a real long cable TV commercial break on TNT in actual time. It wasn't long and it snowed. So it's coming down. So on the next episode, I will update you on how the snowpocalypse or Snowmageddon goes around here and how far it goes, or if that's just the gist, the extent of it or what. So on the next episode, I will update you and let you know how it went. I'm also going to come back and talk a little bit about what's going on in the local Portland hip hop scene in the next episode. It's kind of a way of keeping everyone in the loop on that because the radio show's only on every other week. And I haven't been really out there to be able to go to shows and stuff like I used to share that stuff with you and let you know. But we can let you know about releases that are coming out by artists that you should check out in the local Portland music scene, not just even hip-hop maybe. I'll let you know all that stuff on the next episode. I'll let you know how the Snowmageddon went. And we're going to go over another drink recipe next episode, which I'm going to be perfecting in the meantime. I got some more bar accessories. I got some, I got the big ice cubes now, trays, I got some bitters, I got some vermouth, so I got more mixers that I can make other stuff with, so I'm going to be excited to bring that to everyone in the next episode. I want to thank everyone for listening as always, to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. If you did like the episode, tell your friends and people that you love where to find it. And if you hated the episode, tell your enemies where to find it. I don't even care who listens. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Thanks for listening. We've got another new episode coming soon. Until next time.